Today we have the privilege of having Dwayne and Karen Guthrie with us, and they're CBM field staff, and they're partnered with our partner churches in Bolivia. And so today, during our sermon time, we're going to create space for Dwayne to share with us for about 10 minutes, and then Dwayne and Karen are going to do some congregational Q&A. So I'm going to just facilitate any questions that you might have about being a field staff or missionary in Bolivia, or questions about our partnership that you've always wondered about us being a step church in partnership with the Bolivia Baptist Union. Dwayne and Karen will answer everything that we want to know. So Dwayne, will you come forward and share from the pulpit? And then after about 10 minutes, I'm going to gently lay my hand on your shoulder, and that'll be a sign for you to bring it in for a landing, and then we'll invite you and Karen forward and invite the congregation to speak as well.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you this morning. One of the greatest pleasures for us is to be able to share in the various communities across the country when we're visiting. And it's one of the things we get to do in Bolivia as well. And that sense of community is shining through this morning here. And it's wonderful to see. Karen and I are living in the city of La Paz, which is about a 5 or 6 hour drive from your partner area in Norte Potosí. We are working in the area of microenterprise, microcredit in the city of El Alto. We're also the directors of the new Center for Integral Mission that's going to be working in the city and the outlying area. We think actually there's going to be some connection between what we're doing in El Alto and what you're partnered with in Potosí. So we kind of envision that over the next couple of years, our relationship with you is actually going to be much stronger, and that we're going to have opportunities to share not only here, but actually in Norte Potosí. Our vision for the center is being shaped out of our experiences in El Alto. We moved to El Alto about a year ago, and initially we started by getting to know the various ministries that were going on in the La Paz region. One of the things we discovered was each of these ministries are profoundly phenomenal. God has raised up some unbelievable leadership and is doing some wonderful work in both those cities. The challenge is they're isolated from one another. And so the work that one ministry is doing is not very well connected to the work that another one is doing. And so our hope is that the center can become a place where the ministries can join together. So not only just an office space, but a place in which to come together. Hebrews 10 has a passage in verse 19 to 25, and it talks about four let us statements. And we've used these four statements as the cornerstone for our ministry. The first let us statement is, let us draw near to God. And when you're doing ministry in any context, whether it be El Alto or whether it be Edmonton, we need to draw near to God. All the things that can cause us to have our attention pulled away are things that will draw us away from what God wants us to do. And so in the context of the center, we want this to be a place where the ministries can come together and in cooperation, in community, like we've experienced this morning, draw near to God and ask Him collectively, what is it you're calling us to do in this place? The second let us statement is, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. In the context of El Alto, it's very difficult at times to hold unswervingly. In the context of Edmonton, it is difficult at times to hold unswervingly. Reality is that there are many things chipping away at our hope. And so we want the center to be a place where people can come and we can invest in them. We can pour into them. That includes the ministry leadership, pastors, congregational leadership, and members of the congregations around the city. We want to have a space where they can come one at a time, 10 at a time, 100 at a time. And we can, again, invest in them so they can be the salt and light for their communities. And that's the profession part of that unswerving holding to hope. And the third let us statement is, let us encourage one another to love and good deeds. This is fundamental in the kind of work that we would do out of an integral mission center. We want to engage the churches and help build capacity into the churches to allow them to reach out beyond their four walls and into their community. When we're working with people, and if we're really truly going to love people, we're going to experience aspects of their lives that are challenging. And it's these acts of service, these acts of good deeds that become necessary for real true discipleship. And so in the context of the center, our hope is that we can be not only doing that directly, but also building capacity into local congregations and allowing them to experience community and then become community in a wider sense in the streets and the barrios around their location. And then finally, let us not forsake the gathering of ourselves. So we want the center to be a place where these ministries can come together, where people can come together, and they can one another and be encouraging and to support one another and to educate one another and learn from one another. And this has been the profound aspect for us, because really when we're working inside the context of the Bolivian city of El Alto, we're never truly going to understand the context like the churches do. And so our great hope is that we can draw people together and that they can begin to connect one another and connect into the wider community. And one of the challenges that we face as field staff is engaging with the church in Bolivia in a way that encourages them to go beyond just evangelism. And the Bolivian church does evangelism in a remarkable way. I mean, they're not afraid to sit on the street corner and to share and to pray and to preach. But when it comes to connecting with others in the area of discipleship or in taking real deep interest in people beyond just that initial commitment for Christ, the local churches have stumbled a little bit. The Bolivian Baptist Union has many ministries that have engaged at that level, but the church itself, the local church, it's stumbling and struggling in this area. And so our hope is that we can help the church make that addition, that change, and not to let go of the sharing of the gospel and the sharing of their faith. That is integral mission. Integral mission says that we impact people's lives through the sharing of the gospel. But we do so in word and in deed. And so the nature of the center, the nature of the kind of work that we're doing is to connect with the churches and encourage them through this process, which can at times be quite difficult. And so our hope is that that would be the kind of ministry that we would be doing in El Alto. And ultimately, it's the hope that it'll be the kind of ministry that we would be doing in Norte Potosí, in the Integral Mission Center that is there, which is the partner church with you.
Karen, will you come forward? Seven and a half minutes. We haven't seen a missionary like you for a long time. I'm going to let you two stand there, and I'm going to invite the congregation to ask any questions they might have about life as a CBM field staffer or something that might reflect our relationship with you or our relationship as a STEP church. So, Karen, maybe you could stand in the pulpit, and Dwayne, you could stand there, and I'm going to take this mic out here so that people can hear the questions. We're going to do this just for about 5 or 6 minutes.
I would just like to know more about the microfinance thing that you're doing and how you're connected with others and maybe how we could even participate in that.
The microenterprise program in El Alto is about 3 years old now, and what it's doing is engaging both within Baptist congregations, but it's now working multi-denominational, and we now have many people coming in from outside the church. The program is a lending program where people can apply to the program for a small business loan. And that can range anywhere from, you know, $200-$300 all the way up to $1,000. And the process then would invest in their business. The other aspect of it, it's not just a handing of money. And microcredit is available in multiple areas within the city. However, most organizations would basically just hand you a loan. The program we've tried to do is engage and teach not only the practice of good business strategy. Many of these people are doing rudimentary business, very, very simple. But also engage them at a level of sharing the gospel and teaching them how to, in turn, share what they're receiving from the program back through their church or their community. How would you get involved? That's a very good question. The annual appeal for the Sharing Way this year is specifically around microenterprise. And so you can contribute to it financially through this project that the Sharing Way is doing. That's one aspect. The other aspect is, if you happen to be in Bolivia, come and see what we're doing. We'd love to get you into people's houses and see these small businesses, because what it will do is it will excite you in an area of ministry in your context. It also gives you something more tangible to pray for as far as people are concerned. And so those are a couple of ways that would be ways that you could get involved.
And remember that we have a group of five leaving for Bolivia October 5th and coming back on the 22nd, and we'll be commissioning that group next Sunday. We've also got our PI fundraiser today after church for the STEP team, so please stay for that. Another question or two.
I could have spoke for 15 minutes.
Hi, Dwayne. I'm Sam. I'll be on one of the STEP team members that'll be visiting there in October. I just wanted to know, what are some of the needs of the people in El Alto that that appear to you to be the most urgent at this time?
El Alto, like a lot of developing world cities, is receiving a massive influx of people. It is certainly the fastest growing city in Bolivia, and it very well could be the fastest growing city in Latin America. About 10 years ago, it was incorporated as a city. It ceased to be just a suburb of the city of La Paz. And in the last 10 years, it has grown exponentially from about 100, 150,000 people to very close to over a million now. And so you've got all the things that come with people coming from the countryside to the city. And so you have people who have been displaced, cut off from their community, and think they can get a better life in the city and have then struggled with it. So you've got aspect of street children, you've got people who are begging in the street, you've got people who are living in four or five family situations in one community or in one home. It is cold in El Alto, so we don't have the kind of slums that you would see in the lowlands, but you still have that poverty of people compressed in. The other area that's very challenging is abandonment and sexual abuse in the home is rampant. You can drive through Bolivia and see signs that say our children are not for sale. And so there's a lot of that kind of abuse going on in the home. And when we're in the area of microenterprise and our engagement with the local church, we really want the church to take a deep interest in individuals as people. Because if we can connect with people and we can get inside their home situation, and that's where microcredit allows us to do that, we think that we can really help to speak into situations that may not be healthy. And if there is a situation that's not healthy, we can then intervene for children and for women.
One more question, and let's direct this question to Karen. And if none of y'all have a question for Karen, I'll make one up.
Hi, Karen. I'm Kathy. I'd be interested in your journey. How did you end up being field staff in Bolivia?
We come from a church on Vancouver Island called New Life Church, and they are were a step partner with Kenya with CBM. And our journey, I think, fundamentally started there. I think we were on the STM that went to Kenya in 2007, and God moved, and we came back and tried to discern what that looked like for us in our lives, whether it should change something fundamentally in how we were living our lives and what direction we were going. And then a few months after we got back, we were involved in a missions exposition in Emmanuel Baptist Church in Victoria. And we had the opportunity to meet and talk with Mr. Gordon King, who's the director of the Sharing Way. He is so inspirational to this day to us. By the end of the discussion, we had asked him, or Dwayne had stepped out and asked him, how we could find out how we could be more involved on a full-time basis with CBM. And the journey kind of started from there. We were appointed field staff in July of 2008. We did our deputation through the fall of 2008. And we moved to Bolivia in May of 2009. Dwayne and I have an 11-year-old twin, so the four of us journeyed to Bolivia in May. And we spent 1 year of language learning in Cochabamba, which is another city in Bolivia. And then we moved to La Paz, which was our final destination to do ministry in El Alto, just over a year ago. So in a nutshell, that's the journey.
Put you two here on the floor area, and we'll say a prayer of blessing for you two as you continue to serve in this capacity. Dwayne and Karen will be with us after the service downstairs as we're buying pies and flinging pies around and having a great time. So if you want to have a follow-up conversation or a quick question for them, they'll be floating around the room downstairs. Now, I also learned that they both have a military background. They were business owners in electronics and video. And you've mentioned the twins who are 11-year-old, so those might be other little springboards that you'll want to spring into conversation with these two. You've got grandparents taking care of the kids this weekend, so they're footloose and fancy-free. Let's say a short prayer of blessing for them, and then we will transition to our offertory time. Loving God, we continue to join the prayers of many who pray with Dwayne and Karen as they serve you as field staff in Bolivia. And the many joys, the challenges, the laughter and the tears that they experience on a daily, a weekly, a monthly basis. And so will you continue to grant them vision? Will you grant them hope? May they know of their call. And even in the midst of times when they wonder, what in the world are we doing here? May your gentle voice remind them that you love them, that they are beloved daughter, beloved son of the King, and that you are with them. They're not alone. You are Emmanuel. And so we as a congregation are blessed to be able to worship with them today, and help us remember them in the months and years ahead as they serve with us, with our partners. We're grateful for them and the season of ministry that they're in. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Amen.